Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
And I know a lot of you are probably aware of, we do a lot of shows on the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and, and these like globalist agendas that used to seem, for the last 10, 20, 30 years, those kind of ideas seemed far away and had little impact on you personally. I know for us, we had a big wake-up call when Tucker Carlson did a story specifically about Bank of America releasing all financial data over to government agencies to weaponize people's personal information against them without even a warrant or a subpoena or request to do so. And we did the hard thing because there's a little bit of a barrier of entry. It's like changing cell phone companies. It's like, oh, I would rather pull out my own tooth than go through that process. And you're like, oh, so that kind of keeps you stuck sometimes in the matrix a little bit. But we left 8 accounts behind of Bank of America and changed directions. And the more we looked into that, number one, the happier we were, and the more disgusted we were that we had not done that sooner, that we'd had so much allegiance, paid unnecessary fees to a company that
definitely globalist.
Not only didn't share our values, they financially funded things that were in direct opposition to every biblical value a person could possibly have. Now, since that time, just like alternate media and decentralization of information, alternate banking options are now available and they're needed more than ever. Somebody that's the tip of the spear and has helped making that happen from Old Glory Bank, Mr. Mike Ring.
Yay!
Mike, welcome.
Thank you for having me. And by the way, Dave, it only takes 8 minutes to open an account at Old Glory Bank, so it's not a big burden like what you went through recently.
That is very, very good to hear. Okay, so for our listeners that haven't heard of Old Glory Bank, fill them in. Okay, how did y'all start? Why did you start? Kind of what was that process?
Thank you for this. And this is exactly why we're so happy to be on your show, to actually get the word out. So I, like a lot of folks, saw in 2021, especially at the end of 2020, after the summer of love that we had.
Yeah.
I mean, in 2021, banks really started weaponizing, as you said in your intro, started canceling people's account, which in itself is terrible that you would cancel an account for what people think or what they say as opposed to what they do. But then you couple that with sharing data with the government, which we were preaching about this in 2021 and 2022. We've been talking about this in just the Jim Jordan letter recently established correctly everything that we believe would be true. So we got together and great folks like Ben Carson, Secretary Carson, John Rich, Larry Elder, Governor Fallon, and said, if we don't do this, if we don't start a bank for middle America, and we think of middle as a state of mind, not as a location. And right. I love obviously the name of your show, because I always say we represent the flyover people for sure.
Yep.
And so we're a state of the mind. And we said, if we don't do this, then if they start canceling our payments, our transactions, they win and we, middle America, loses. And so we said, we got to do 3 things. We got to have consumer accounts. We've got to have business accounts, and we got to have our version of PayPal, which we do called Old Glory Pay. And 2 hard years later, we turned on the software last April. So we're just over 1 year. We now have customers in all 50 states, and we went from 0 or 12 million in the bank we bought to over 100 million in customer deposits. So we're being widely accepted. Wow. Thankfully to folks like you talking about it.
Wow, that's incredible. So you had mentioned Jim Jordan. For our viewers that maybe are unaware of that, can you fill them in with what was going on with Jim?
Yeah, that is disturbing. If folks have not pulled down that 56-page report, do me a favor, pull it down. Jim Jordan, the House Committee on the Justice Department, read the first 2 pages, which is his executive summary, and then read the last 20 pages. It is disturbing. You see actual emails between FinCEN, which is an investigative arm of Treasury, the FBI, and executives at the big banks, Bank of America, PNC, and others, actually gleefully, and that's the problem, they're gleefully sharing data with the government like they're doing some big service, not for bad actors, but for people who disagree with them. And of course, that's when it came out that they were looking at customer data input in places like Venmo and PayPal and looking for things like Bible, MAGA, and tracking people. So we said, listen, at Old Glory Bank, we got 2 simple rules. Rule 1 is we won't cancel you for what you believe. Now, we'll cancel the bad actors, and we do every day, but we won't cancel you for what you believe. And rule number two, and I always preach this, the most important rule, when in doubt, see rule number one. So it's that easy. And two is we will never accept under, you know, listen, bad actors, we are law and order bank. We will gladly get rid of you. But we will not give your data to the government because they care about what protest or what time you exercise your First Amendment or what ammunition you bought. We'll never do it.
Which are, again, are all things that are protected by the Constitution and, you know, historically would have been American values. Like it's weird. You know, we do shows on all kinds of things. You have people on that write articles and books. There's a movement in our culture today on social media that if you exercise and are fit, it's considered a right-wing activity. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we're in that kind of a headspace now where you're demonized based on health. You're demonized based on, you know what, maybe I want to, you know, take vitamins and get sunshine, you know, mm-hmm. and be outdoors and do these things. So it's weird. You know, when we're seeing this movement like Planet Fitness and there's this, you know, move against them and their policies. So we're in this crazy space that you typically think you could observe crazy at a distance, like, you know, going to the zoo and watching mm-hmm. nature, you know, that, okay, that's, you see something at a distance, but something as what you would have considered as benign as banking is no longer safe. Daily Wire had an article this morning talking about Merrill Lynch, and then they went on to JP Morgan Chase, have already implemented in their back office your like social credit scores. And I've noticed like when we buy airline flights, even the flights will say the carbon emission on this flight versus another flight. Yeah. And they're starting to create a metric and to track these things to determine whether you're a good person or not. And some arbitrary person is determining who's good or not. And that's being routed into the banking.
Controlling your finances.
And eventually lending.
And hiring practices as well.
Yeah, you folks are so right. That the movement to ESG has really been beginning of the end for a lot of great companies. And we've all seen what's happened between the Twitter files and other things. And ESG for, you know, customers, your fans are well informed, but you know, it's environmental, social, and governance. And when you take that social credit score and put it in banking, to think they're not going to approve a loan for you because you have too, you know, big of a car or you have some other, you take too many trips is crazy. So we always say at Old Glory Bank, there's two things we don't have. We have no ESG issue. We have no DEI issue. Everyone involved in Old Glory Bank earns it. We have meritocracy, but we do have PSL, privacy, security, liberty. So we say every day, PSL, privacy, security, liberty. We hope everyone in the freedom economy adopts it. And so you are right. And that's not going to happen at Old Glory Bank. And it shouldn't happen anywhere. Like we like to joke. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine like what's next? Is the electric company going to turn off your power? Are you going to not allow it to be able to go grocery shopping if people don't agree with what you say? Is there going to be mm-hmm. some like no shop list? Well, if they get banking taken from you, and as you said, just sitting back doing nothing, trying to mind your own business, you know there's other services coming next. And so we're on the tip of the spear, as you said, at trying to stop it.
And a lot of our listeners, they've been shadow banned. They've been kicked off of social media platforms. So, you know, at one point it'd been like, there is no way that could happen. But today, people are very sure. aware you can definitely be canceled. There's no doubt about it. It doesn't take much.
Stacey, you say exactly right. Many people, when we first launched, said, well, I don't need that. It's never going to happen to me. And two things I've kind of learned throughout this process. One, it happens a lot more than you think. And we now hear it from our customers. We don't really advertise who our customers are or if any of them have been canceled. We figure that's their business. But we know many more customers are being canceled for what they say or what they think as opposed to what they do than the world really knows. And two is, like, once your rights start to go, if one of us is canceled, we're all canceled because mm-hmm. we are a community. And unlike mm-hmm. the other people in this country, our side puts community and faith and others ahead of themselves. So even if you're not subject to cancellation because all you do is, you know, live off the grid, you got to be with the companies that will protect those who are canceled, because if one of us is canceled, we're all canceled.
That's such
I love
a
it.
Great
so
point.
Much what we talk about is identifying problems, and you know, there's some of them are easy to get, you know, the border and different mm-hmm. things, and you know, censorship. But you guys are a solution. And so this is kind of exciting.
It's encouraging.
You're an answer to a problem. You're a scratch to an itch that everybody has, but just can't reach. And so, talk about from a practical standpoint, because, you know, man, we grew up, you know, the bank, you had to go there because everybody used checks and you had to go there and physically deposit and all these things. But, you know, technology has changed this and the technology is used against us. But also technology is making this more readily available and easy to do at a distance. You know, most people don't physically go to their banking location anymore like they would have. But from a practical standpoint, what does it look like to be a customer of Old Glory Bank?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we like to say, and you said it as well, David, perfectly, we used to pick a bank that was closest to our home because we wanted that convenience. Now, because of online banking, and the pandemic has shown that people don't need to walk into a bank anymore, that everything can be online. Now with online banking, you can pick a bank that is closest to your value. So no longer needs to be closest to your home. Pick one that is closest to your value. So this is what we say, and you made a point on this early on. Actually, opening up a new bank account is not like switching your cell phone. You don't need to go all in, and we always say try before you buy. So open up an account. It takes just 8 minutes. Go to oldglorybank.com. Download the app, start using it, put a little money over there, put a little bit of your direct deposit, and tell me that we don't have the best online mobile platform, because I promise you we do. And if you find one better, send me an email, mikering@oldglorybank.com, and no one's ever taken me up on the challenge so far, because we do have the best platform. So everything you can do in a bank, you can do on your phone. So your bank is always in your pocket. You can deposit checks. You can send checks. And Old Glory Bank has done something very few other banks have done. We have a product called Old Glory Cash In, where you can walk into one of 88,000 locations and deposit cash. So you just walk into one, and you can't keep track of 88,000. So we have a real easy geolocator. So if you get a little cash from a weekend job, selling something at a flea market, you know, maybe it's a gift, go into our app, select cash in, look for the nearest location. You walk in, you give the money to the cashier. He or she scans the barcode, and the money's in your account in 7 seconds. So now,
wow.
I feel like humbly, our team is so brilliant. I feel like humbly, we have removed the last friction point to online banking. We now have a solution for cash deposits. And I don't think there's about a handful of banks who have figured this out. So Chase Bank, big bad Chase Bank, brags 5,000 locations. We have 88,000 locations, and we've been open a day because of our Old Glory Cash In. I mean, a year because of our Old Glory Cash In solution.
I love that.
How the costs and fees? One thing I was shocked when we left Bank of America. I'm like,
all the fees.
I'm like, man, we were really taken advantage of by them for a long time. And so, how do you guys compare to other banks when it comes to the costs and fees? And then I also want to get into customer service. You got a question? Mm-hmm. Do you have people? Do they speak English? You know, this kind of stuff.
You couldn't make this any easier for me, David, so thank you. This is exactly right. So first and foremost, of course, our accounts are free. There's no monthly maintenance fee. And if you look at the little fees that banks try to nickel and dime you with, go to back of our T's and C's. We summarize them. We brag about the little fees, like whether it's a wire or something. And so we have, I would submit to you, the smallest fees out there. We pay interest of 1.25%. Now, not as high as maybe you could get some fringe banks or credit unions, but compared to the big banks who pay like 0.3% or 0.4% on our savings account, we pay 1.25 APY currently. And so a little thing like cash in, you want to know, is there a fee if you take your cash to the store and deposit it? If it's $200 of deposit or less, it's free. If it's under $200, it's only $2.99, so no different than an ATM fee. Our debit card can be used at 40,000 ATMs for free. You can find it easily on your website.
Wow.
So if there's on our website. So I feel like we don't nickel and dime you. We make it easy. You know, we make our money the old fashioned way. We take your money and we put it to work in a responsible way. And we don't, because we don't have fancy airplanes, fancy offices. You know, see, I'm at home. We really keep everything inexpensive. We don't need to nickel and dime you like the big banks for sure.
That is amazing. Okay, so how about customer service? If somebody needs help, what does that look like?
Well, I have to give a nod to my wife for this. She's also a lawyer. I'm a lawyer by training, and we started this together with some great people. And she said early on, and I was looking at the market, we compare ourselves to Chime, even though they're not a real bank. They're a great online bank with great features. And, you know, they have 10, 13 million customers. So they're definitely doing something right. But what they didn't do is they didn't have a call center until they had 10 million customers. So I'm telling my wife, we don't need a call center. We have great text. And this is 2021. Who's going to call 22, whatever it was? She said, Ring. And she calls me by my last name like a lot of people do. She says, Ring, our customers are going to skew older. They're us. They want to talk to someone. So we did something no one has ever done at our size. We have a beautiful call center in Durant, Oklahoma. And I can trust you in Durant, Oklahoma. They think like us. They speak like us. They love their country like us. And this is a great job. And you can get someone on the phone from 8 to 8 Monday through Saturday. And, you know, we did that when we just bought the bank, which had $12 million in deposits. We're now up to 110. I assure you, no bank our size is investing like that. Another brilliant thing my wife did is we have an ambassador program, which is made up of moms and former executives who took some time off, raised their children, and now want to get back to the workforce, or they're young moms. They work remotely. They work all hours. And so we have a tier three program where, you know, sometimes, you know, we do thousands of transactions a day. Sometimes we do make a mistake and we try to fix it right away when someone calls, like any, you know, like any service. But if for whatever reason that wonderful person in Durant, Oklahoma can't fix it, they immediately get one of our ambassadors. You know, they're called ambassadors, but I call them mama bears. And if you're a mama bear, you don't call your child ugly. And that mama bear gets on that case and solves it. So I promise you that you will not get, you have the best products, the best services, and a brand that loves you. And so, you know, no one's ever going to accuse us of being a grifter. We're not just trying to rely on people's emotions. We actually have better products and services. And oh, by the way, we love you. And so our thought is, you're crazy if you don't bank at Old Glory Bank.
That's remarkable. Okay, so if our listeners are thinking, okay, I want to make that step, what do they do first? What's the first thing they need to do?
Thank you. Great. Go to oldglorybank.com, select open an account, and at the top button, I think your producer's doing it right now, and it's going to walk you through the typical questions you would need. You know, and Geico likes to brag, get a quote in 15 minutes. Well, we can get you an account in 8 minutes. And, wow. And so, and then you'll
that
be
is great. It's right there.
And you'll be up and running. And we've got great technology to help you through the process. Occasionally, something may come up that makes us think that are you a real person or a bot or something or a fraudster. So on a rare occasion, we may turn you over and talk to you a few minutes. But the vast majority of people, assuming they're law-abiding middle America customers, get right through. But if you don't get through, don't take it personal. We're just extra careful on fraud. You know, the fraudsters love going after online banks. And in fact, my head of security is a 22 years at the FBI. He was the former chief of covert finance, and you ain't getting past him. And he's one of the good guys from the FBI. Wow.
Exactly. Isn't it sad that we have to say that nowadays? It's so sad.
It really is sad. Yeah, it is. Really is sad.
So whether somebody, if you're wanting to go this direction because you're afraid of the direction, and we have friends that live in Oregon that are scared to put a flag in front of their house.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's an odd place that we are, mm-hmm. are in. And so if you want to go for that direction, or if you just say, hey, these people are doing, you know, what they can to make a difference. We have a lot of problems in the world. We have not a lot of people have dedicated mm-hmm. every minute and hour of their time to being a solution. So whether you want to support a solution or you're operating from, hey, I want to be proactive mm-hmm. for my own protection, either way, there's no downside right. to taking $100 or a couple of $100 and say, I'm going to start an account there and give it a couple of months and say, did that work? Is it crazy? Is it weird? You know, give it a test and see what you think. Mike, what do you have kind of as we part here to our listeners that are kind of like, this sounds kind of interesting. I don't know if I trust my bank. You know, I've thought of something different, or they already like John Rich. They follow him on Twitter. You know, Larry Elder, so they respect him a lot.
Dr. Ben Carson.
You know, they have, already that language in their head, they're thinking about it. What do you have to say as you're parting to our listeners?
Yeah, thank you. And similar to what I said before is that you don't have to do all or nothing. Now, most of our customers we always say we want to be your primary bank and we want to be top of wallet. We want you to reach for that debit card, that beautiful red, white, and blue Old Glory Bank debit card. And I love walking into a Starbucks and slapping it down to that woke employee and saying, black coffee. And so give it a try. I promise you it will be easy. If not, reach out to me. We'll make it right. You got call center. You've got ambassador program. We've got home loans. debit cards, credit cards, cash in, Old Glory Pay, which is really a great version for PayPal. Send money to your friends and family. Tell them the bank and the freedom economy, and I promise you, you will love it, and you'll be helping make sure that we all stay free.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. Flyover family, go to oldglorybank.com. Thanks again. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff, and it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
30 minutes!
30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry. I was hungry. You gotta be hungry.
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark, an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there was an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo de la Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left. Like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 while they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well. So we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to get your tickets. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.